Commentator Mickey Edwards watched the Democratic convention this week, and one thing struck him as especially ironic.
It was an amazing thing to see at a Democratic convention. Every time Bill Clinton began to sound like Ronald Reagan, the convention hall exploded in wild applause. Over and over, the Democrats cheered and whooped and hollered for the very things they had opposed for years. The reason, of course, was that they didn't believe it for a minute. Or at least they didn't want to believe it. Republicans have been warning all along that Bill Clinton is really a liberal in disguise, and the Democrats in Chicago hoped it was true, that Bill Clinton was really just saying whatever would get him reelected. And so there was a convention hall packed with delegates from organized labor, government employees unions, teachers unions, the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, waving signs and cheering as the president endorsed tuition tax credits, a merit system for teachers, capital gains tax cuts, and balanced budgets. The very things Democratic liberals had ridiculed and attacked when they were proposed by Reagan, or George Bush, or Newt Gingrich, or Bob Dole. Clinton took credit for the passage of the line item veto, a Reagan proposal the Democrats had opposed for years. He bragged about making Congress live under the rules it imposed on others, another Republican initiative. He called for more inner city empowerment zones, which was, of course, the brainchild of Jack Kemp, who happens to be the Republicans' candidate for vice president. What the Democrats want, of course, is for the undecided voters to think that their party will be a little more caring, a little more protective of the poor and the elderly than the Republicans would be, but that basically there's no real difference between the two parties. After all, Republicans have won 5 of the last 7 presidential elections, and admitting to being a liberal isn't a very smart idea if you're running for the White House. But once you're elected, and especially if you don't have to run again, well, then you're free to do whatever you want. And so the Democrats listened to Bill Clinton last night and cheered wildly, secretly hoping that the Republicans are right, that Bill Clinton doesn't really believe it at all.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.